Now that we can finally put the Mueller report behind us, proof positive that Trump was right, this was all just a witch hunt, nothing to see here, no collusion, no obstruction of justice, just total exoneration. Maybe we can return to more important matters of state. Benghazi, for one, and Clinton Foundation, number two, and, well, while we're at it, how about another look at Whitewater? Attorney General Barr, a paragon of impartiality, pretty much wrapped up this waste of money and time. The poor guy, he said, referring to his boss, was under siege by rabid opponents, and of course he felt the need to protect himself, and by doing so, his country. That's why he ousted Comey, why he ordered Mueller fired, why he berated Sessions, nothing to see there but a man protecting his good name, Trump. If ever there was a name meant to be writ large in gold letters, Trump is that name, the brand, the President of the United States. My English major background no doubt has ruined my capability of reading the report correctly. I could have sworn it was clear that Mueller had no mandate to indict a sitting president, simply make recommendations to Congress, which does have the power and the responsibility to investigate those obvious 10 examples of obstruction of justice. Something there between the lines, apparent to the Republican side of the aisle, that I completely missed. Even the part where Donald is quoted upon hearing Mueller has been given the investigation that there goes his presidency, he's fucked. Or as my news feeds keep quoting, F dot 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 D, so maybe it meant freed or fake newsed. See, I kind of jumped to conclusions. Like the one I kept asking myself, what about the Russian interference in the election? Barely before the ink had dried on the redactions on the report, I heard Republicans blaming Obama for that. His F dot 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 K up. Sure, he went to McConnell and asked for bipartisan support before stepping into a hot election. Didn't want to seem prejudiced. And McConnell, always the good patriot. Well, he turned him down flat. See, I kind of jumped to conclusions again. So maybe it's time to put all this behind us, I guess. Nothing incriminating in that report, but hey, where are those deleted emails of Hillary's? Something in those, I bet. Something worth investigating. Attorney General Barr, hopefully, will jump on that now that this dust is finally cleared. And Congress, well, I kind of assumed they might start checking into Russian interference with our elections. Of course, now we might as well cancel those. We got the right man in office for these dangerous times. No point pretending anymore we live in some kind of, I don't know, democracy. Once again, jump to conclusions.